Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Scarcity of homes persists in Gillette amid housing shortage. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette and Campbell County continue to grapple with a housing shortage marked by few listings and soaring prices, echoing national real estate challenges. The Gillette News Record reported, as of early March, only 94 active listings were available, contributing to increased home prices with an average listing at $432,700. The housing crunch is further evident in the 61-day average time on the market, which has grown compared to the previous year, according to Katie Gray, realtor with Altitude Real Estate and president of the Northeast Wyoming Realtor Alliance. Although more homes are on the market than last year, the inventory remains low, impacting buyers and sellers. From January through early March this year, 88 homes were sold in the county. The local situation aligns with the national trend of real estate market slowdown, influenced by factors like rising mortgage rates and limited inventory. Gray said it seems like buyers are going to have to spend a little bit more just because of the interest rates. The interest rates are higher right now than they were last year at this time. They're having to have a bigger monthly payment than some of them are wanting to have. If they're needing to get into a place, that's what they'll have to do to have a home of their own. The city of Gillette faces a need for 1,567 additional housing units within the next decade, emphasizing the urgency to address the housing crisis for sustained growth. The number of new residential building permits has declined since 2007, contributing to the ongoing uncertainty in the local housing market. Race among eight communities for $10 million Wyoming shooting complex. Several Wyoming communities, including Campbell County, are competing to host a proposed state shooting complex. Cowboy State Daily reported the Wyoming Shooting Complex Task Force received letters of interest from eight communities by the March 1st deadline, with an additional community applying after the deadline. Those include Campbell County, Natrona County, Park County, Cheyenne, Fremont County, Hot Springs County, Uneeda County, and Guernsey. The task force, which oversees the selection process, will review detailed proposals from these communities. The Wyoming legislature allocated $10 million for the shooting complex, with a decision on its location expected during the 2025 legislative session. Groundbreaking may occur by summer 2025, with the complex likely built in stages over several years. The facility aims to rival shooting complexes in neighboring states, hosting professional matches and boosting the local economy. According to the Gillette News Record, the county, in collaboration with the city and various partners, submitted the letter of interest to the State Shooting Complex Oversight Task Force. The proposed site, southeast of Complex, spans 2,000 to 5,000 acres, comprising state, federal, and private land. The north-south orientation of the site considers sun movement for optimal range development. Factors such as available utilities, proximity to an airport, and Wyoming's Second Amendment-friendly culture will influence the final decision. The complex may feature ranges for various shooting disciplines and an education center for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Local support letters from the Energy Capital Economic Development, Wyoming Sportsmen's Group, and others expressing optimism about the complex potential contributions without overshadowing local facilities like the Gillette Gun Club. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.